legacy. For the first time in 39 years, the Boston Bruins have won the Stanley Cup.
Hello and welcome to the Brady Bros Boston Sports Podcast, where we cover everything in the Boston sports world. My name is James Brady, and alongside me, my brother Nicholas. Say hello.
Hello, everybody. Today is Monday, August 5th, and this is episode 28. And if you can't already tell, neither of us want to be here.
No. It's a miserable week.
Because as we get into our first team, like we always do, the Red Sox, the only Boston team playing for the week, and it feels like we have no sports going on.
I'd rather watch just something else. I tweeted this the other day. Follow me, JamesB_Boston.
I think end of the episode. You get one plug per episode.
Yeah, I used end it. Of the so I, no, I used, you don't my, get I used my plug. My Twitter is just a bunch of garbage, but I tweeted, like, the Red Sox are doing their worst when I have no choice but to watch the Red Sox, which makes it even worse. I have made a conscious effort to try to watch the Red Sox for like the last 3 or 4 weeks, and I've been watching at least a couple innings of every single game, but it's been hard. It's been so difficult not to just shut it off, because when I turn it on, it's when the Yankees break open like a 7-run inning because our bullpen's trash, the team's falling apart. Yeah, what else do you want me to say? There you go.
I don't know, I'm pretty sure I told you to shut it off the other day because I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, it's so bad.
From my perspective, I don't get very animated when I watch sports, unless we're winning a championship.
Yeah, it's like
if it's just like a even
regular season.
No, even like playoffs. Like I just like if we get a goal, I'm happy and I'm like pumped for a second. But like,
I love how we're talking about baseball and use the word goal.
You know, I know goal, you're... run, home run,
score,
touchdown, point.
Yeah, whatever.
Basket.
It is.
How many more do I need?
I don't know. That's about
good
it.
Good point. Anyway. I don't think I yell that much, but I was full on yelling at the TV the other day, like when the Red Sox. I was, oh man, when we play, especially against the Yankees, dude.
Yeah,
it's hard to watch the Red Sox get beat up, but when we get beat up by the Yankees, man.
What hurts even more is that we got beat up by the Yankees after we had beat the living hell out of them in the race. The two teams that we needed to beat to be in good standing. And we just threw it all away. So, last I checked, the Boston Red Sox were 14 and a half games out of first place in the AL East. So, basically, impossible to make up that amount of ground unless the Yankees tank, which isn't a thing in this sport, and the Red Sox win every game remaining in the season. Probably not going to happen at this rate. But
right, we still got 2 months.
We are only 6.5 out of a wild card spot, but a wild card spot guarantees nothing. We still have to win a one-game playoff to even make it into the true postseason. So
it also should we should mention that we were in the wild card last week.
A week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we finished our series with the Yankees, we were in a wild card spot, and then we blew through games to Tampa Bay, lost 4 more to the Yankees, 2-8 in the last 10. They haven't won a game in literally a week, 7 days. Red Sox have not won a game. So basically, most of our hope resides in the Rays sucking and us beating out Oakland and Tampa Bay and Cleveland, depending on how that all goes, for a wild card spot winning the wild card game. So not the way I'd like to go about it, but frankly, with how the Red Sox have played, I don't even know if all that's going to happen. They just need to find their fire, which they have not had for the last 8 games.
Yeah, I'd say more than 8 games. Like, well, going back to the series against the Yankees, the last series against the Yankees a week ago that we talked about when we blew them out, that was definitely the fire we needed. But I was trying to look up, like, the last time, because on the game the other day, the announcers were saying the last time we lost, like, 5 in a row or something was
2015,
and I was trying to find the last time we lost 8 in a row.
It's probably been a long time.
It's been a while, I think, because I couldn't find much in the way. Not that that really contributes much, but you mentioned the bullpen. You mentioned if they'll even make the playoffs. They definitely have their work cut out for them. Man, I mean, the Yankees are on a tear, and what are we going for, a four-peat in the division?
Yeah. Well, are we?
I think so. They've won it the last 3 years.
Look it up. We only know baseball as of recent, so
that's it. At least.
But it's just disappointing to see.
Yeah, because Blue Jays won in 2015. That was the only other team to win in the last. So, yes. 16, 17, 18, yeah.
Yeah. But it's just disappointing to see the team that we had last year, the 108 wins, led the MLB in most wins, one of the most powerful and dynamic teams we've seen, and there weren't a lot of changes to this team.
We lost two guys who were in role terms players. Of offense. Role players.
In terms of offense, we lost very little.
We lost one guy, Ian Kinsler. Who else did we lose?
We lost Joe Kelly, but...
That's not offense.
In terms of offense, we lost very little. I didn't even like Ian Kinsler when he was in Boston, but it's just crazy how different this team seems to be this year. Just not that same fire they had last year. They still, at times, you can see the offensive power that they have when they go off against the Yankees, but it looks like in games where they don't get out and score in the first two or three innings, it's like they have nothing. They get one or two runs, and that's about it. And I'm sure there's a million games that will prove me wrong, but it feels like when the Red Sox don't get out to an early lead, they have no chance. Their bullpen usually can't keep a clean sheet through five or six innings if they need them, maybe even four innings.
I mean, you're asking a lot of the bullpen to go six innings every game.
Exactly. If your starting pitcher gets yanked in four innings, four plus six is not nine, but, I mean, with the performances we've seen, we've had the bullpen go five, six innings, which isn't what should be happening. We should be having starting pitchers be able to make it through five or six innings, and it happens every once in a while, but recently it's been tough.
It seems like we just had a revolving door of injuries this year. You know, if someone goes on the IL, someone comes off the IL, someone's immediately going back on the IL. Heath Hembray is on there right now, correct? I think, I mean, we're getting guys like, we've got Eovaldi back, but it seems like...
He's playing very little. He's pitching maybe an inning or two.
Yeah, but hold on. Moreland's been on there, hasn't he?
Moreland's been on
there. Pierce has been on there.
Yep.
And...
I think
a couple of the pitchers have been on and off as well because they keep rotating guys from AAA.
A little bit of it has been just roster moves. Like, you got to throw someone on there just to have, like, the roster space. But it's been the same couple of guys who have been doing extended time on the IL. Steve Pierce, we haven't seen a lot of him. Mitch Moreland, we haven't seen a lot. But that also comes up with the fact that Michael Chavis has played so well. That's one guy in the infield we didn't have last year. That's, you know, one less position we can fill. Eduardo Rodriguez got designated for assignment, so he's open to be taken by any other team. I don't really know where that puts him. I don't know that much about the inner workings of baseball.
Wait, so. Eduardo Rodriguez? Is that the pitcher?
Eduardo Nunez. Man, we are full of mistakes today. Eduardo Nunez designated for assignment. I don't know really where he's at, but that's just another play that's gone to kind of make space for the extra players in the infield. But yeah, so... I don't know what it is. We talked about this team isn't really that different, but they're just playing very differently. And a lot of other teams have spent their trade deadline building up their bullpens, building up their rotations. We see the Astros have a nasty rotation in four absolute stars. And let's see, Verlander, Gerrit Cole, Wade Miley, and Zach Greinke, who they just picked up from the Diamondbacks during the trade deadline. The Yankees pitching has been good for the most part when we've played them, and they have closers, which is just something the Red Sox don't have. They made no moves at the trade deadline to pick up any additional pitchers, and Dave Dombrowski saying, no, this is a team we feel comfortable with, and to turn around and lose all those games, it's kind of an I told you so moment.
Doesn't look great.
It doesn't look great for him. Doesn't look great for the Red Sox, but it makes you think maybe a little extra help could go a long way, but we'll just have to see what this team's capable of.
Yeah, before we, just burn this show to the ground, maybe we should move on from the Red Sox because...
It's been very ranty.
Very ranty. Into today in sports history. And since you guys, were starved last week for some little information...
You know, bringing the big segment back.
I got it. Yeah, I got Grand you. Grand return. We got three this week. They're all baseball related, so I figure we just throw it in there, you know. So, on this date, August 5th in 1927, Phillies outfielder Cy William hits for the cycle in just four at-bats. Very impressive. On August 5th, 1940, St. Louis Browns pitcher John Whitehead no-hits Detroit Tigers, but only in six innings because the game got rained out. So
much less impressive.
Definitely an asterisk next to that one. And then finally, in 1948, August 5th, the Cleveland Indians set a club record for most double plays in a game with six, which that's pretty good.
It's a lot of double plays.
A lot of double plays. So hopefully that holds you over for your sports facts.
Nothing from
Let's
the last...
Let's get off of baseball.
60, 70 years, but hey, we dig deep for these things, guys.
No, it takes me so long to find them. Yes. Yeah. Wouldn't believe the work I put in.
Anyways, moving on to the Celtics. This one's going to be quick. Nothing's happened. Literally not a thing has happened. The NBA starts on October 22nd. We got a couple months to go.
The Lakers still aren't going to make the playoffs.
You heard it here first. Lakers aren't making the playoffs.
Hot takes.
Continue on. The Bruins.
Also nothing.
Yeah.
But we watched a little bit of, like, they were playing reruns on the television. Reruns, yeah. Made me missing my hockey, dude.
I am missing hockey. I'm mad that we lost the Stanley Cup.
It's like you don't know what you got till it's gone.
It hurts.
It's like you didn't realize, but now I'm like, really, let's go for some hockey.
I was getting mad about calls and goals and stuff in that game that didn't matter at all.
Usually just a replay.
Yeah. I was getting more invested in that than the Red Sox in the last week, let's be honest. I'll take the reruns over the Red Sox.
Right now, yeah. The Red Sox.
The Red Sox, yeah. NHL season starts on October 2nd, so a little bit closer. Exciting. Kind of a, I don't want to say fresh start for the Bruins, but new season. Hopefully we can fight those demons that we have maybe left over residing from the Stanley Cup.
That's all right. We'll... I'm ready.
I forget
ready
who's moved
already.
Around, so I can't really talk about that. I know
we'll have to look.
I think Nolichari is on the Panthers now.
Oh, really? I've not paid attention to NHL offseason.
Yep. There you go. There's your fact for the day. That's my contribution to the show. Moving into my second, or probably biggest contribution to the show, the Patriots segment. Usually I hold this one down.
I wrote all this here.
Yes, you did. I wrote 20 million, but that's about it. You can get into that if you want.
All right, so Brady signs contract extension. Obviously. I mean, we weren't too concerned about him going to free agency. James, how much did he sign the extension for?
It's somewhere in the range of like $20 million a year salary.
He's
plus
like the sixth...
probably a massive signing bonus if I had to guess.
I saw something on Instagram that was like the sixth. He's like the sixth or seventh highest paid QB this year.
Which is dumb because he's the best of all time, but people like Matthew Stafford still have these just mega contracts.
Well, number one was Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers.
Kyler Murray was above him.
Kyler Murray's above him?
Yeah, let me see.
How are you going to pay more money to a guy who's never played an NFL game?
ESPN posted it.
Over a guy who
gets rings every other year.
Yeah. Kyler Murray could have picked baseball. I mean, so could have Tom Brady. But
okay, here we go. Highest cash value for QBs
here we go.
2019 season.
Cash value.
I don't know what that means.
No, neither do I.
Russell Wilson, $70 million. Big Ben, $45 million. Nick Foles, $30.8 million. Kirk Cousins, $28
million. That's also another disappointing contract.
Kyler Murray, $24 million. Tom Brady, $23 million. Tavis Drew Brees, pardon me.
I wonder if that's just like endorsement stuff too, but if it was endorsements, Tom Brady would be way higher. Yeah, who knows, man? If you're shelling out more money for Kyler Murray, that's just Cardinals have fun winning three games this season.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what cash value means, but he's sixth in it. He's tied for sixth.
Good for him. But yeah, $20 million a year ish. So well deserved.
I mean, he deserves all the money in the world. Yeah, we can't repay what he's done for.
No.
For Patriots.
No contract can cover what that man deserves. Anyways, enough about Tom Brady. Preseason game is this Thursday. I think it's the 8th.
Yes, it is the 8th.
Against who else but the Detroit Lions? Well, Matt Patricia action. We're not going to see any players we really know, but it will be exciting to at least have some form of organized football being played. The Hall of Fame game did take place. I tried to watch it. The streaming would not work on my phone, so I didn't get to watch that. I was very disappointed. But we finally got some form of football for the next 4 weeks, which will then lead us into the regular season, the opener being for the Patriots September 8th versus the Steelers in a primetime 8 p.m. game. That's going to be a good game.
We're a month and 3 days.
Yeah. We're so close.
A month and 3 days. But,
like, I find the football season is the fastest, like, 20 whatever weeks of the year.
I mean, that's good because it's the first half of school.
So it goes by so quick and you don't even realize it. I don't know. I get really hyped about fantasy. Once my fantasy league starts up, I'm sure we'll have all sorts of takes, sleepers.
Should we do a fantasy football segment?
We could do a little fantasy football
segment. You want to take a look at the schedule real quick? We can run through it because I don't think we've done that.
I don't think we have. And this is also probably way too early because we haven't even seen them play yet.
Oh, you want to predict the schedule as well?
Oh, no. Also, congratulations to Ty Law on being inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. That happened this past week.
So, preseason games, we got Lions, Titans, Panthers, Giants, as if those matter. Regular season, you said it, week one with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We can leave our predictions for another week, considering we have 4 weeks.
We'll just run through.
So, week one versus the Pittsburgh Steelers at home.
Yep.
Then we go to Miami, back home versus the Jets, to Buffalo to play the Bills. Then we play at the Washington Redskins, home versus the Giants, away versus the Jets, home versus the Browns, away versus the Ravens. Week 10 is our bye week, so that's going to be a struggle week. Week 11 at the Eagles. Week 12 at home versus America's team.
The Dallas Cowboys. Again,
Dallas Cowboys.
Back-to-back. Texas.
Week 13, yep, back-to-back Texas. We play the Houstons at Houston.
Texans.
What did I say? Houstons?
The Houstons.
That's a team.
Close
right?
enough. Man, that's going to be a good couple weeks of football. The Cowboys, the Texans, and the Chiefs.
Yep, week 14, Chiefs at home.
And then we turn around to the garbage away.
The Bungles, the Bills, and the Dolphins to end the season. The Bengals, we are away. The Bills in Miami, we are home. James, and you and I are hoping to go to one of those games.
I really hope so.
Well, we got another year, technically, because he signed a two-year extension.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's going to play. I mean, hopefully he does.
I mean, he better. James and I have never been to a Patriots game. We've been to every other organized Boston team, and... Well, we wanna see Tom Brady
before
play.
Before Tom Brady goes. We know it's gonna be sooner than later, but we gotta see him. We gotta see him before
So is training camp done? Must be. With 3 days to go. They're just doing practices now?
Probably. I don't really know how training camp works, I'll be honest. But yeah, that is the rundown with very little
if you want to hear our complete predictions on the Patriots, check back in a couple weeks. That is definitely to come.
Yeah, those will definitely come in a little bit.
I can spoil mine for you right now. It's 17-0. That's what I'm going to say. Not true. I have to look a little bit more into it. Anyway, if you want our full predictions on how the entire NFL breaks down, you should listen to last week's episode.
Yeah, that's a lot of talking and typing, but it's good. It's some bold takes.
Yeah, if you don't mind us knowing nothing about football and
rearranging the divisions. How are we going to go 17-0 in a 17-game season with a bye week?
They're that good.
They win. they win during their bye week.
All right, is that everything?
I think that is everything sports, which is a bummer because...
It's not a lot, and it was kind of depressing.
It's not a lot, and a lot of it's not good news.
All right, let's try to turn this ship. We are going to turn this ship full 180. That concludes the sports portion of this podcast. As you know, lately James and I have been diving a little more into our personal lives and what goes on, and that is where we talk about now. So if you're here for sports, see ya, but don't leave, because this is where it gets good.
I don't know where this is get good. This just gets really off the rails, and I don't know.
The sports, see, guys, here's what it is. The sports, you know you're going to get the Red Sox, then you're going to get the Celtics, then the Bruins, then the Patriots. Here, you don't even
you
know.
You don't even, it's a wasteland.
It's mystery meat, is what it is.
That's not how I would have phrased that.
Well, it's the meat of our show, and it's mystery, so therefore, mystery meat.
So it's horse.
It's not always horse.
It's usually horse.
All right.
Anyways, take it away.
You want me to start?
Yeah, because I, once again, you don't have a lot, very little.
Okay, I'll start with my... My second one's longer, so I'll start with the first one. The first one's not even, like, a story or anything. I need you to explain what I saw, okay?
Okay.
So I was driving home the other day, and I was on a... I don't know if you define it as a true country road, but I was definitely, like, out in the woods a little bit.
Yeah.
And so there's no towns around, like, town where you could be going to get something or... meet someone or something like that, and I'm driving along, and the houses are spaced pretty far apart. I'd say every quarter to half a mile, like, they got some land between.
They're out there, okay.
Yeah. I'm driving home, and a runner is coming at me, because you have to run at traffic or whatever, and he is wearing a hat, not backwards, forwards.
Yeah.
A backpack, not a running backpack like a camelback with water, a backpack. Like some sort of
stuff.
I don't know. Just like a back,
hiking.
Just a back, like kind of like maybe like a hiking pack, but it didn't have a water thing.
Okay.
Not like not cargo shorts, but maybe like, but not athletic shorts. Okay.
Like he didn't plan to go out for this run.
Well, here's the kicker: he was wearing flip flops, and he was run like he was out for a run. And like I said, like there was no town. He wasn't going anywhere.
Didn't drive past the house fire or anything?
No, I have no idea where he was going, and I did...
Like, he was running.
He, was,
like his
he wasn't
pace,
running, he was
like
jogging.
Jogging.
Yeah, he was, like, out, like a pace you would go if you run, like, going out for a run. He was going out for a run.
In flip-flops and a... That's... Oh, man, that's scary. He's running from the scene of a crime. Whatever
that's
it is,
what, I mean, that's the only reasonable explanation, right? My question is, why is he running down the road and not through the woods? He probably just doesn't want to get ticks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so that's my first thing.
So you saw someone after they had committed a crime.
I saw someone fleeing a crime scene, most likely, yes.
All right, well, that's what I'd break it down to. Running in flip-flops.
Running.
No,
he wasn't, like, sprinting, but he was going at a good pace.
Flip-flops?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, nothing about his attire. Like, if you saw him at the beach, you'd be like, okay. It's weird that you're not wearing athletic shorts or a swimsuit or something, but the rest of your outfit makes sense. On a country road out for run does not make
sense.
Make sense.
Man. Yeah, that's all I can say is you saw someone fleeing a crime scene. Ah, man, well.
Do you have anything?
Yeah, I have something.
Okay.
I have something.
Mine might spark a debate, and my last thing is a topic that people are either going to side.
Oh.
It's like one of those stuff. There's no in between.
It's going to ride real hard on some line somewhere.
But you'll see what I mean. Just go.
Okay. Well, because I have no stories, I don't know how I don't have stories from my recent life. We're kicking it back to elementary school round two.
Oh,
you guys may remember my last story was from like second grade or something. This one, a little more recent. We're moving up to fifth grade this time.
Okay.
Might have been fourth grade, but I think it was fifth grade. You will probably remember, because we went to the same elementary school, we went on a field trip to this little nature place that we live near. I'm not going to say what it's called, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's us being discreet. So, it's supposed to be some enlightening field trip walking through the woods. We're supposed to see... like, what the land was like when people lived here a long time ago. Because there's, like, fences made out of rocks where they used to keep animals and all this really dumb stuff that doesn't matter when you're in fourth or fifth grade, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's pretty boring. All we did was walk through the woods. I mean, we weren't at school, but we just walked through the woods for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And at the end, they have us
it's
all sitting.
It's a long time for elementary schoolers.
Yeah, that's a long time to not get a kid lost in the woods or drowned or something.
Not that, but, like, kids get bored real
exactly.
quick.
Exactly.
But, you'd never be able to do that now.
We get to the end of our field trip. And we're all kind of sitting around where the bus is going to pick us up. And there's this, like, I don't know if it's, like, a fence. I forget whether it's, like, a fence around, like an entrance to a building or if it was just like a railing, but it had these like thin like slots just because of how it, like how it was designed. It was a bar and it had like posts coming down.
Okay.
And us all being the fun, bored as hell kids that we were, we're like, oh, like, wonder if I can fit my leg in there. Like, one person goes,
let's put a leg in. Yeah, that's the obvious thing to do.
And then we're all like, oh, I wonder if we can all, like, each get a leg through one of these little spots and, like, all stick our legs out or something. That would look funny. And then, like, one kid who definitely, like, wasn't hanging out with our, like, the people, group of people I was with comes over, like, oh, this looks fun. Sticks his leg and cannot get it out. Like, is yanking. We're all pulling on him, trying to get his leg out of this, fence, whatever it was. Can't get him out. Get the teachers over there. Teachers can't get him out. It got, we were there for so long trying to get this kid out of the fence. Eventually, we all got on the bus and left. And there were just teachers and this kid stuck in a fence. And I remember thinking, like, they're going to have to cut his foot off.
No, not quite.
They're going to have, like, what are you thinking in fifth grade? Oh, they're going to bend them and get his foot. No, they're going to saw his foot off and that's how they're going to get him out of the fence.
Did he get out of the fence?
He showed up to school like an hour later.
Oh,
I can only imagine what he went through sitting there with his foot stuck in a fence. But yeah, kid got stuck in a fence at a field trip.
I'm having a hard time picturing the fence. I'm gonna draw. Yeah, can you draw?
Here, I'll draw it out. This is gonna sound.
This doesn't help the audience, but
so there's like
maybe I can
a top rail
uh-huh.
and a bottom rail.
Yeah,
and there's just a bunch of little posts.
Oh, okay. No, so I see.
He stuck his foot in through it, but it couldn't come back out.
Okay, I see now.
So, yeah, there are...
Picture a sideways
there
ladder.
There are, like, horizontal posts running parallel to each other with vertical posts.
I don't know why I couldn't picture
running perpendicular, like, something. Closely spaced together, probably, like, a couple of inches next to each other. A lot of my stories so far have just been people having their bike get stuck in a bridge... Getting stuck in a... They're not good stories. I apologize. I bring a good amount of sports knowledge to the table, I feel, but when it comes to telling stories, that's where I really lose out.
Okay. We can get into my second thing, because it might spark a little debate. I'm pretty sure I know where you're going to side on this. You're going to probably side with me if I had to guess.
We have very similar ways of thinking, which is a bummer when it comes to this
podcast. Okay. So, we're kicking it back. This was... 2 weeks ago when we were away.
You say kicking it back. You say 2 weeks ago. I say like 9 years ago.
Yeah. This is when we were away. We weren't here.
Yes.
I was working. You were not. Do you know?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
For those that don't know, I'm a photographer. So I was going to capture pictures of some people going on an excursion. They were going to like a wooded area, actually.
Yes.
And I can guess I can talk about this a little bit more because the guy who ran it, interesting fella.
Yeah.
This might spark two things, but let me keep going. They all got on a bus, the people that were going on the excursion. I was in my car. I drove because I needed to be other places around capturing pictures of other things. So I drove following the bus. I had up on my phone where they were going, the directions, just in case I lost the bus or whatever. And it was about a 30-minute drive. Now, we get out, and the bus doesn't take the turn that my GPS recommended, but I was like, all right, they're a bus driver, they know the area, I follow them. And let me tell you, when every turn this guy needed to make from then on, road closed, construction, needed to take a detour, I swear, this happened 3 or 4 different times.
In a row.
And not this... Like, it was a 30-minute journey, but we didn't have to go far. It was just, like, a lot of, like, slow areas, so that's why it would take 30 minutes. But we didn't have to go that far. It was maybe 10, 15 miles.
Not very far. You can get there pretty quick.
I guess, yeah.
Usually.
Anyway, like I said, everywhere is closed. Like, every road he needs to take is just construction going on or whatever. It gets to a point where he has to go under this, like... Definitely didn't plan to go this way because he has to go under a bridge. And you know how it says, like, clearance, like, X amount of feet? Well, you know how buses can lower? Yeah. He lowered the bus so that they could...
bus wasn't going to make it.
No, the bus was not going to make it.
They had
to lower the bus, like, let air out or
what? I can't be good for the bus to drive like that.
No, no. So I don't know what happened. But they went under and then we went like, and then we made it, right?
Yes.
And we made it. And I,
how long did that take?
Final journey, 50 minutes, I think. All right. It took a while. It
took a long, long time.
Yeah. So we get there. And I get out of my car and I meet the lady who's running the excursion off the bus driver. And these are the words she says to me. Because I was like, oh man, we had some trouble getting here, huh? Like, too bad with all those road closures. And she's like, I know. I was like, Mercury, can you get out of retrograde already? That's what she says to me. And let me explain to you because you look very confused.
I know exactly what that means.
And so this came up earlier. This came up last year. Someone said this. This is a... an astrological thing.
Yeah,
for
those of
you
who are into bullshit, is what it is.
See, I knew you were gonna side with me. This came up a couple months ago with some of my friends. Someone was like, "Mercury's in retrograde," and I was like, "What does that mean?"
Yeah.
And so, for those of you, I guess I should pull it up again because I'm not 100% sure.
Rough idea. It has to do something with the orbit of Mercury.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And it happens a couple different times throughout the year. And for those of you who are really into astrological
horoscopes,
stuff,
all that
horoscopes,
yeah,
like,
you're stupid.
Well,
that's
I'm not going to say it. You said it, not me. I believe there is some truth to that, but if you're going to base your life on, like, if you're going to let someone else tell you how your life's going
to
be, then,
fortune cookies. It's just these general, vague statements
that, is, but it's also
that
like,
everyone makes
if you
to, like,
read something that's like, oh, you're going to have a bad day. Now you're like, oh, damn, like, now I'm going to have a bad day. So,
yeah,
like,
and
you
then
can't
your
have a
day
good
sucks.
Day. Exactly, exactly. So, going back to the retrograde
just
thing.
Playing off of people. I won't get
into
it.
Hold on, reel it in, reel it in.
Get into it. I won't get into it.
So, basically, like, Mercury in retrograde is like... means like bad
news,
locker betting, whatever. And one, I was shocked that she said that to me. That's I was like, I didn't know how to respond, so I was like, oh yeah, and like kinda did like a awkward like laugh. And so I think you've made it pretty clear, but the whole horoscope thing, you're not on board with horoscopes or whatever?
Not particularly. I don't really like, I don't know, I just think it's a lot of vague
zodiac signs
have
and all that
to
stuff.
Do with, like, nothing really to do with your personality.
Should we tell our zodiac signs?
I'll look my horoscope up for today.
Oh yeah, let's do that. That's even better.
It's gonna be stupid.
See,
I'm a Gemini. I'll throw that out there right now. I'm going on astrology.com.
Okay, I'll make sure I go on the same.
All right. Oh boy.
All right.
Hold on. I'll just read you the preview for mine. Do you plan to spend some time with children today? Well, even if no, I don't know. I know I do not plan on spending time with children.
Read your horoscope. Can we make this a segment on the podcast?
No,
okay.
This will not be. Well, even if you would be surrounded by grumps all day, it might feel as though you're stuck in a kindergarten class. For instance, you can expect some pretty petty behavior or even a tantrum when someone doesn't get his or her way. Your first instinct will be to deal with this person compassionately, but there's no need for that. You can feel free to ignore and move away from this negative energy. And this is one of those things where I could be like, yeah, that actually kind of makes sense based on some stuff going on in my life. But, like, it's so vague that it's, like, anyone can think of recently some childish behavior that's happened in their life.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Let me read mine.
Oh, boy.
So,
what are you again?
I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Your intuitive powers are definitely strong right now, but they may not be totally on the mark today.
No, they're not.
This doesn't mean you should doubt yourself, but it means that you should get a second opinion about what your gut is telling you, especially if it's telling you, especially if it's telling you something negative about a good friend. Suspicious thoughts could be merely a manifestation
of the devil.
Of what you are afraid of. Talk it out with a mutual friend to get some clarity and insight.
Okay, at least mine was kind of like...
I don't know.
Something. That was just dumb.
Yeah.
That made no sense.
I'm just
going to
get some second opinions on some stuff. Well, you know where James and I sit on horoscopes
what
now. I apologize if you
time.
Read them every day and let them dictate your life, but that's your fault.
Hold on. Can I just... Hold on. I need to go back to this website.
Hold on, I can keep talking, though, because as they...
No,
they...
no, this is great.
Okay, well...
So I scrolled down, and it can give me free tarot card readings. It's similar to horoscopes, basically.
Oh, are we doing tarot card readings?
I'm not doing tarot card readings, but I will let you know the name of two ladies that has suggested me to.
Wait, what?
They are they're tarot card readers that I can call.
Yeah, yeah.
So the first one, pretty old.
Yeah.
Named Sun Goddess 78.
Okay, yep.
And this one, the second one's, I think, by far much better. The Lady Raven.
The Lady Raven.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Guys, grow up. Come on.
Yikes. James is taking a pretty harsh stance.
Yeah,
I was open for just some
turned
discussion.
Away an amount of our audience, but.
Well, like I said, it's going to be one of those things that people are like.
Yeah.
Either on very like in. Very much on one side of, but going on to this wooded excursion that they end up going. So this lady says this to me.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to respond because I can't believe an adult human just justified what happened because of planet or something.
Yeah. I understand if you're like, yeah, Mercury crashed into Earth. What a bummer. Like, damn, that sucks. But no, Mercury's what, spinning a different way. Ooh, who cares, dude? Honestly. Honestly,
a person who subscribes to astrology would tell you to expect all this chaos and more when Mercury starts retrograding. Sure enough, it's out of retrograde now, so we're safe for until October 31st.
Oh man, well, boy, do I look forward to
October 31st. Wooded excursion. It was a guy. He has like, I don't know if it's a degree or a.
Certification. Yeah, there we go.
In heavy quotes of like, now there may be some truth to this, I think, a little bit, depending on like how you grew up and where you come from, but it's basically like, it's not like natural healing, but it's using nature as like a,
oh yeah, I know what you're
meaning. I forget what he called it, but it's like using nature as like a,
I forget the
name,
it's
like
a
relaxation
right
and a de-stressor and thing, and I think there is some truth to that.
Yes.
Because especially nowadays with people getting
like
so busy.
Medicine.
It wasn't like medicine though. It was like just like we like stood in the woods and like breathed deeply, and like the weirdest part was when he was like, okay, everyone close your eyes, spin in a circle, pick a direction that speaks to you. And then like he was like, now just like you're a kid with a snowflake, let the snowflake fall on your tongue, so stick your tongue out and taste the air around you and see which directions taste better.
Do you
and that
like
at that point
on accident?
No one, no, I didn't. I was merely watching.
Okay.
That
must have been funny to watch.
But so I don't know how heavily I believe in it. I definitely think there's something to be said about like if you're from the city and you lead a very busy life and you don't have any time, going into nature can be very relaxing and de-stressing.
Yeah.
But tasting different directions and seeing what speaks to you, I think you
not
have to have a
sure.
pretty deep spiritual connection with
not sure
with
your chakras
stuff. Yeah,
I think is the word you're looking for.
I think yeah, you may have to open some or something. Do you have anything else?
No, that's man, we started pretty low and I think we only got lower.
I think you're probably right.
And that
well, thank you all for listening.
Bummer of a note. It's really what it is. The Red Sox aren't. Dude, what if, and hear me out.
Audience, right now, bold prediction, this is not going to be something good.
The Red Sox are only losing because Mercury was in retrograde.
He nailed it.
Let's
he nailed
go.
It. Full
all
circle.
Right.
We've come full circle. Thank you all so much for listening.
All right.
We really are having a lot of fun doing this, hence why we're still doing this after.
It's been an adventure.
We apologize for some still inconsistencies. We're working through it. And
what do you mean inconsistencies?
Well, this is our second week in a row uploading.
Hey.
That, assuming this gets
up. Assuming this gets up today.
Assuming this sees the light of day.
I will.
Okay.
Hopefully today.
We couldn't tell you each week when the episode's going to come out, but we will try our darndest to have
an
episode each week.
I think we'll have two more weeks of hopefully consistent.
And then all goes out the window when we go back to school.
Yeah. We're
but
both going to different
countries.
Like, I am leaving this country. You
I am
are
also
leaving
this country.
And we are going to two separate countries.
Yes. Yeah. We will not be in the same country.
We'll not be in the same time zone.
We will not be close to the same time zone.
I'm still in this time zone. You are
six hours ahead.
Hours ahead. Yeah. So when that point comes, I'd say expect less quality
and consistency
from the mics.
No. From the mics, for sure. Quality of content I'm bringing to the show, definitely going to be through the roof.
Will be much better.
We're going to have multiple episodes per week on stories that we're going to have. Anyway, thank you guys all so much for listening.
Sports will also happen soon.
Sports are happening soon. Could you stop cutting me off when I'm trying to close the show down?
Thank you. I just don't want it to end. There was so much good content today. You really brought it all.
I'll say it for the third time. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please leave a rating if you did enjoy. If you didn't enjoy, maybe don't leave a rating. Let us know through feedback, Instagram, Twitter, comments on whatever platform you're listening on, how we're doing. If you have ideas for segments, we are open to just about anything, as you can see, because it's not great.
We work with what we got.
Exactly. The Instagram is Brady Bros Boston. The YouTube is Brady Bros Boston. James, you already said your Twitter. My Twitter is Brady Bros Boston. I'm going to have to change it to my name so people know that it's actually me, not both of us.
Oh, yikers. He's taking over.
We can have account. Twitter battles. I'm taking the account over.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. You already have. I never did anything on that account anyways.
Again, thank you guys so much for listening. In closing.
Yeah, appreciate you guys listening, sticking through. If you guys made it this far, wow, that's... It's dedication.
It's for you.
Yep. Alright, yeah, so that's going to do it for this week. We'll see you again hopefully next week, same time, Monday, at some point. It's not really a consistent time, but it's Mondays.
Monday.
Yep.
See ya!